And we begin a third and final interview on In Depth, the PSA program here on Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. My final interview today is with Spencer Stewart of WGU Nevada. Spencer, how are you?
I'm doing well. Ian, thanks for having me on your show.
Of course. Thank you for coming in. And I need to actually reference the last... We had some technical issues the last interview you came in, so we had to go upstairs, and it was just this whole debacle. So I want to thank you for being just flexible.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a beautiful studio.
I know. People can't see it because we're talking on the radio, but people should come in and just watch. So come on over to our station. But either way, yeah, you're talking WGU Nevada. You're up from Vegas, right? You're based in Vegas?
That's right. My office is in Vegas. We certainly have a statewide presence. We have a national presence, but in the state of Nevada, we certainly have students in just about every one of Nevada's 17 counties.
Very cool. And I mean, it's kind of easy to be a national organization because it's an online university. Right?
That's right. WGU has been around for just over 20 years. It was started by 19 U.S. governors who saw the power in this emerging technology called the internet.
Right.
And they built this university with the idea that this would be a way for working adults to earn that credential or to earn a second credential that would help them advance in their career, change their lives, change the lives of their families. And that's what we've been seeing for the last two decades, and that's certainly been the case here in Nevada.
Definitely. So how, I mean, I see you guys' ads all the time. You guys, how are you doing? I feel like you're growing, you're adding more students to the fold.
This is a state that has very much embraced WGU Nevada, and I'm quite proud of that as a native Nevadan to see this state really come together. Certainly Governor Sandoval and his team, the Nevada System of Higher Education, all of the entities that are responsible for advancing Nevada, Nevada's economy. It's really been a wonderful thing to see. We have seen our enrollments grow. We have seen our graduates grow within this 2.5 year period since I've been on board, since WGU launched in the middle of 2015. We now stand at over 3,000 students. We've graduated over 1,300 students in this period of time. It really is an exciting time to be with the university in such a dynamic place like Nevada.
Definitely. So what kinds of courses do you offer? Is it very specialized, I would think?
We have four academic colleges, the same academic colleges that you would find at perhaps any other university or college. We have our College of Business, College of IT, College of Health Professions, and our Teachers College. And among these four colleges, we have over 60 undergraduate and graduate degrees. This makes a lot of sense for Nevada, given some of the areas where we'd like to see the economy advance and improve.
Definitely.
Certainly with our K-12 system across the entire state, making sure that there is a quality and passionate teacher in every classroom. We've seen great growth within our Teachers College. We've seen great growth within our Business College. Nevada, as you know, Ian, is a very entrepreneurial state.
Most definitely.
A lot of startups here, a lot of individuals who are looking to marry their job skills with some formal education.
All right, cool. And you mentioned one of the schools was healthcare kind of based, right?
That's right. That's right. This also runs parallel with our Teachers College in that we seem to have a perennial teacher shortage in Nevada. The same is true within the healthcare field.
Right.
With
that's
nursing.
What I was going to reference is we have a shortage of doctors.
Right. Right. Shortage of doctors, shortage of nurses. And these things grow together. It's hard to grow physicians without growing nurses. So that's an area that we've also been able to assist the state working with our partner universities and colleges as well.
All right. Cool. Well, you have incredible, as if there wasn't incentive enough to really join up with this university and kind of expand on your skills, if you're listening out there, you have a financial incentive coming up called it's New Year, New You. It's a scholarship.
That's right. This is the second year that we've done this program. Saw great success in the first year, decided to do it again. We all make New Year's resolutions.
Right.
We're in February. I think I am still holding true to maybe 3 out of 5 of my New Year's resolutions.
That's still pretty good.
It's not bad. I'm still batting over 500. And we thought this would be an opportunity for individuals to finally make that commitment to enroll, where 2018 can be different from 2017, in that an individual that has some college and no degree, they can see the finish line, they're close, but they just need a way to do that with their busy lifestyle, whether that's with family or work or other commitments. We're all juggling so many things today. And WGU Nevada provides an opportunity primarily for working adults or working learners to fit this into their busy schedules. And so with this particular scholarship, over $200,000 worth of scholarship funds are provided. Each scholarship is $2,000. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but with WGU Nevada's low tuition price point, it does go a long way. We have a very different tuition model. Many universities and colleges, they charge per credit. So if you take 15 credits, you charge the price per credit, and that's what your tuition bill is for that semester.
Right.
We charge by time. So for a full academic year, it's just over $6,000. That includes the cost of textbooks. And with us being competency-based, it's built on the premise that we all learn at different rates, at different paces.
Definitely.
And so an individual can take as many courses as they can get through during that period of time. And so the average time for a four-year degree in Nevada is 30 months.
Okay, 30 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and we're also seeing some great return on investment. So if you look at 30 months, you know, the cost of that four-year degree is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000. We survey our graduates after they leave us, and they're seeing an advance in pay within a 2 to 3 year period of that amount. So they're able to pay that back within a fairly short period of time.
Wow, good. So they're not laden under student debt,
which
is, of course, the bane of everyone's existence, it feels like.
Right.
Yeah. I had an individual actually from the Treasury Department in, I think, a couple months ago, and the entire interview was all about how are you going to pay for college.
I know.
That was the, you know, 13 minutes just about that.
Yeah. There's a really interesting statistic that I came across the other day looking at the increasing costs of college, not just the increasing costs, but what it costs for an average family today to send their son or daughter to school. So in the 1970s, that ratio of tuition and fees to a median family income was about 8%. So 8% of a household's income was dedicated to tuition and fees. That percentage has gone up to over 25% today.
Wow.
Right, corrected for inflation, that is just such a sizable portion of someone's income to devote to education. We certainly know that education is important. It really is the key to the middle class and to, you know, a first-rate job. We certainly don't want to price people out of the market, out of that opportunity, which is why we are so dedicated to keeping our tuition low.
Yes, and I want to thank you for that, because, I mean, according to what the man said, it's only going to increase. So tuition's only going to go up, but we have wonderful organizations like WGU Nevada trying to keep it low and offering this wonderful scholarship.
Yeah.
And speaking of, how can people sign up for it? What is the kind of application process?
You bet. So we have a very user-friendly site, nevada.wgu.edu. That'll take your listeners to the homepage. And then in the top, I think, right-hand corner, there's a tab, a link for scholarships and financial aid. They click on that. It'll pull up a list of opportunities, scholarship opportunities, and they will see this one. I think it's towards the top of the list. And it will walk them through all of the things that are required for admission and to apply for the scholarship as well.
Very cool. And the deadline for this is March
31st, End of March. We thought we'd give some people some time.
I think that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
It gives them plenty of time. Very cool. Anything you also want to add about the scholarship, or is it kind of laid it all out already?
Yeah, the web page lays everything out. Once a student is admitted into the school and the program, then they go through a secondary process with our scholarship team. An interview is involved. But at the end of the day, it's a very streamlined process. These are competitive scholarships. I certainly want your viewers to know that. But this really is an opportunity for individuals who are out there who at some point started college, but perhaps perhaps life got in the way, this is a wonderful opportunity for them to either finish that undergraduate degree, or for many of your listeners who have that undergraduate degree and are looking for a graduate program to advance within their career. This some really, really good programs. We just launched 4 new programs, 2 in data analytics, the other 2 in cybersecurity and information assurance. Really trying to align ourselves with where Nevada's economy is going.
Very cool. Very looking toward the future for sure. And hopefully people will become students and look toward their future as well.
Wonderful.
Very cool. Spencer Stewart, thank you so much for coming in. Nevada.wgu.edu. Go to that website. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ian.